The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Have you noticed that pro-life people want women to have as much information as they possibly can? They want women to make an informed decision. The pro-abortion people, no. Do it quick, fast. Just have an abortion. It's just a blob of tissue. You'll feel better. They don't want, and that's why states around America that have required ultrasounds before abortion, the pro-abortion people fight that tooth and nail. Well, here's the reason why. It's the story of a young woman in Charlotte, North Carolina. She is approximately 6 weeks pregnant, and she goes to the Preferred Women's Health Center in Charlotte. And she says, I think I want to have an abortion. And she requests an ultrasound. So the worker at the Preferred Women's Health Center does an ultrasound, and she slips. The ultrasound technician slips and says, oh, twins. Now, the young mother was not shown the ultrasound, but was very quickly given the abortion pill. She was given the first drug, you know, it's a regimen, a chemical abortion regimen. And she was told, take this now, take it quick. Again, she was not shown the ultrasound. She was given the first drug and told to take the second one within 48 hours. She left the clinic, and something kept echoing in her head. Twins. Twins. And as she walked out of the abortion clinic, a sidewalk counselor, the people who stand outside of abortion clinics and pray, a sidewalk counselor turned to this woman and said, it might not be too late for you. Go to abortionpillreversal.com. They can still help you save your baby. Now get this. She has taken the first drug to abort her twins. She didn't know it was twins. She doesn't believe that the ultrasound technician intended to say, oh, twins. And an abortion sidewalk counselor said, as she walked outside the door, it might not be too late for you. Go to abortionpillreversal.com. They can still help you save your baby. Now, abortionpillreversal.com, guess where that's located? Columbus, Ohio. That's Heartbeat International. Heartbeat International, if you're a regular listener, you know that usually sometime around January, we do a fundraiser for Heartbeat International. Their headquarters is right here in Columbus, Ohio, the largest pregnancy resource organization on planet Earth, the largest and the oldest. And they about a year and a half ago, they took over abortionpillreversal.com. So that now is right here in Columbus at Heartbeat International. It says, as the young mother drove away, she pulled into the nearest parking lot and did a search on her phone. She found the website for abortionpillreversal.com and called it. The helpline is 877-558-0333. And by the way, again, that rings into Heartbeat International right here in Columbus. As the mother drove away, she pulled into the nearest parking lot. She did a search on her phone. She found the website the counselor on the sidewalk had mentioned, and she called the helpline, 877-558-0333. Courtney Parks, who is the pill reversal coordinator for the pregnancy center, said, quote, "We got her started on the abortion pill reversal treatment extremely fast. It was a matter of hours." Quote, "Otherwise known as the abortion pill, or RU486, chemical abortions involve two drugs," and I'm not going to try to pronounce either one of them, "destabilizing a pregnancy by blocking progesterone, the natural hormone needed to sustain a healthy pregnancy. To finish the abortion, the other drug induces labor, forcing a woman's body to deliver the baby. To save the baby's life, the abortion pill reversal treatment was developed by HELP medical doctor Matt Harrison and California physician George Delgado more than a decade ago. It works by giving a woman extra progesterone up to 72 hours after she takes the first chemical abortion pill. Fortunately, the young mother reached out to the helpline early in that window." Well, she set up an appointment with a local pregnancy resource center, and they were able to provide the young mother with what the abortion facility did not, the chance to view her twins on ultrasound. One of the workers at the pregnancy center said, "They were tiny little babies, and they had beautiful little heartbeats. I just remember sitting with the mother in that ultrasound room and her crying and just hoping that this would work out for her so that she could save her babies." They followed up with ultrasound scans for the young mother over the next several weeks, ensuring her that her babies were still healthy and thriving. To the joy of the young mother and her new support system, the protocol worked. After about a month, the center was able to connect her with a doctor who provided her with prenatal care for the rest of her pregnancy. During that time, the pregnancy center and the rest of the help team kept in touch with the mother, even throwing her a baby shower with a partnering ministry. "She was overwhelmed with the amount of things that she got," they said, noting that the young mother now has her own little baby store of wipes and diapers just in case she might run out. After an otherwise uneventful pregnancy, she delivered her twins early this year. The mother is thriving as a single mother and even has the support of her own mother, who moved in with her to help with the twins. The director of the local pregnancy center said, "She is just head over heels in love with these babies." These twins are two of the 750 babies who have been saved by abortion pill reversal. 800 clinicians now within the Abortion Pill Rescue Network of Providers is hopeful that this young mother's story can play a role in rescuing more families from the pain of abortion. "We really just hope that this brings awareness to abortion pill reversal and the fact that it does save lives. And that's one of the reasons why I am sharing this story with you." And I'm looking at a picture of this young mother with her precious little twins. The Planned Parenthood facility took an ultrasound, did not show the ultrasound of the young mother. The technician slipped and said, "Oh, twins." And a sidewalk counselor said, and I quote, "It might not be too late for you, abortionpillreversal.com. They can still help you save your baby." And indeed, they did. It's a wonderful, wonderful story, and just a reminder how privileged we are that Heartbeat International and AbortionPillReversal.com is right here in Central Ohio, saving thousands and thousands of babies every single year. All right, we'll take the final break, and we'll be back and wrap things up.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, it's another piece in the puzzle. It's not a big piece, but it's another piece in the puzzle. If you're a regular listener, you know what I'm talking about. If not, let me explain. I love stories about the Bible and archaeology. And I don't know whether it's every week, but it's at least a couple or three times every month. There are new archaeological discoveries in Israel that validate one part of the Bible or another. And the point that I've made over and over and over again is each one of these discoveries is a small piece of the puzzle in validating all of the Bible as something more than just a human written book. I think I gave this illustration a couple of days ago. Let's say you had a puzzle of 1,000 pieces, and you don't have the box top to show you the picture. You just have the 1,000 piece of a puzzle. You have no idea what in the world it is a picture of. You don't have any clue. And so you pick up one piece of the puzzle and you look at it, you're not going to figure out what the picture is. You're going to pick up two pieces of the puzzle. You're not going to find it. So you're going to sort through all of those puzzle pieces, all 1,000. You're going to begin finding some that fit together. Well, if you put together 3, 4, 5, 6, you're probably still not going to be able to tell what in the world the picture is that you're trying to put together. But by the time you get, maybe 100 out of the 1,000, at least you'll have a pretty good idea of at least what a portion of the puzzle is a picture of. Well, biblical archaeology is something similar. Each of these discoveries is one piece of the puzzle. Do any of them by themselves validate the entire Bible? Of course not. I would not be so foolish as to say this single archaeological discovery or this one validates. Well, that proves that the Bible is not just a human book. It's super. Okay. But when you start putting hundreds and then thousands of these pieces together, it becomes a pretty compelling picture that this book, the most recent portion of the book, over 2,000 years old, the oldest portion, over 4,000 years old, written by people all over the known world at that time, dozens of authors, none of them knowing each other, at least most of them, never met each other, wrote even in different centuries, and yet it all goes together as a perfect puzzle. It gets awfully hard to say that, it's just a human book. All right, said all that to say here is another piece of the puzzle. Headline, Israeli soldiers unearth watchtower from King Hezekiah's reign. Now, King Hezekiah is one of the more obscure kings of the Bible. He has an unusual name, and that's probably why most people would recognize King Hezekiah. But we've had almost nothing discovered about his reign. Well, we now have more. Israeli paratroopers and archaeologists announced Wednesday, this is Wednesday of last week, not today. Israeli paratroopers and archaeologists announced Wednesday that they have unearthed the remains of a 2,700-year-old watchtower at an undisclosed location. Now, the reason it's undisclosed is they don't want people interfering and robbing things. At an undisclosed location in southern Israel. Archaeologists from the Israeli Antiquities Authority say they cannot reveal the exact location for security purposes, but they did say it sits on an elevated location. The tower was used as a watchtower for the protection of Israel. A watchman stationed in the tower would be able to see approaching enemies. The towers were also useful for communication. Between the national border and Jerusalem, the watchmen used smoke to communicate during the day and fire at night and so on. It's a fascinating story about what they have discovered. They've discovered the foundation. They are estimating that it was about two stories tall, made out of large stone blocks. The stone blocks weigh up to 8 tons apiece. The excavation was a result of a joint project between the IDF, Israeli Defense Force, Technology and Maintenance Corps, local Israel Antiquities Authority, and so on and so on and so forth. They are almost positive that the watchtower was during the reign of King Hezekiah. Archaeologists believe the tower was used during the reign of King Hezekiah and was used until the Assyrians took over most of Judah in the late 700s BC. And again, it would be awfully foolish to say this one watchtower validating the historicity of King Hezekiah proves that the Bible is true. But it is a piece. And over the last, 100 years, particularly the last 50 to 60 years, there have been thousands of pieces of the puzzle. And let me repeat, I've said this over and over again, and so far no one has disputed this. To my knowledge, there have been literally thousands of archaeological discoveries that have validated the historicity of this person, that location, this battle, that king, this city, that are in the Bible, validating it. To my knowledge, not one single archaeological discovery has contradicted even one verse of the Bible. Like I said, we can't get too excited about one piece, but thousands of pieces. I got to repeat it. You know what I'm going to say. And I'm going to keep repeating it as long as I have breath. Don't ever be embarrassed or ashamed that you believe the Bible. Don't ever be embarrassed or ashamed that you are a Bible believer. Science is on your side. History is on your side. Archaeology is on your side. And God is on your side. Hey, folks, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.